Before we can start, I need to voice out my dissatisfaction. All members, if we can all go to the responses of questions on the presentation regarding the financial performance of the Department of Public Health. The answer that I give you in all the problems we do is a decline. Decline on everything. If you look problem one up to problem five, the delivery is not satisfactory. If this is a true reflection, let me quote, for instance, in financial performance, the problem indicates that a total of 1.32 billion was spent as at 22nd June 2011. Why the decline of 8%? It's a decline of 8%. Immovable asset management, a decline of 11%. Expanded public works program, decline by 9%. Property and construction industry policy, decline by 3%. The works of jewelry and architect services, decline by 65%. I'm raising this so that when we're making a presentation, can we get an honest answer of why this decline? But my advice and my observation, the decline, honorable members, is because there's no capacity in the department. There are a lot of open posts that are not filled. To say, we need to get an order, to say, what are you doing, DG, with all those open spaces, with this capacity shortage? Because if you people have enough capacity in the department, there shouldn't be this decline that you are raising in all the programs. And we need to be honest and deal with this issue to see the gaps that are there, the declines in all the programs, why, and what are you doing about it? Also, dear, an honest answer. We are worried about this. There's no delivery on the ground. For TV, I'll just see you motivating as if a kitty fly by night. We don't want it. We want delivery. EPWP, this is a serious decline. Meanwhile, they are saying you are creating jobs. And LAPA, the financial part of it, doesn't say a lot good to us. Over to you.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chairperson and honorable members, colleagues, and other delegates who are here in this meeting. Maybe we should start by responding to the sentiments that have been expressed with respect to areas where we didn't spend. It relates to the previous financial year. As already indicated that we need to be honest, maybe I should suggest that I give each one of you the opportunity to say what could have caused this decline in
spending.
I will start by also saying that yes, I think we see ourselves as having done significantly within a very short space of time, particularly the last quarter, the last 3 months of the previous financial year. The reasons being that there was a stage somewhere July, August, September in the department. There was a decision or an official decision not to proceed with a lot of projects in the department. and then 3 months in a year is a lot not to do or to perform in general in the department. So such instances led us in a situation where we had a huge budget. Actually, somewhere in February, we're at 53%, somewhere in February. If I'm not mistaken, the CFO will clarify that. Had we not come up with interventions that ensures that we try by all means to ensure that we attend to certain areas that were very much behind, the performance of the department could have been somewhere at 60%. And the final performance, we see the one which is somewhere 89, 90 as a reasonable performance. I think the problem that we made is that as a department, we didn't actually communicate with the portfolio committee the decisions that were taken in the department. I think that's the main problem, because had we communicated, it could have actually changed everything. It's somewhere July, August, September. There was no progress in terms of implementation. So I'll give my colleagues the opportunity to relate. There might be other factors, but this one is one factor that I think has caused a lot of underperformance financially in the department. Thanks. CFO, maybe you should clarify on those things.
Good morning, honorable members, honorable chair. Just to give a brief explanation on some of the variances. Firstly, we need chairperson to acknowledge that the report is as at the 22nd of June, whereas the comparative is as at the 30th of June. We could not compare 22nd to 22nd because we normally report after we've closed our financial records. We are only going to close our financial records on the 7th of July. Now, after the 7th of July, we will be able to compare apples with apples much better in a more informed manner, because then we would have processed all the transactions relating to June. So the transactions are still being processed until we close on the 30th. From the 30th to the 7th, we deal with journals and checking allocations. That's where we are able to report now the complete picture in terms of our expenditure. And that is why we also included a paragraph here to say expenditure will be different at the end of the quarter, because we haven't closed our books. In terms of the areas that you've identified, my thinking is that they relate to, our slides are not numbered, but the slides talking about various programs, program 1 to 5. We also have a breakdown of the programs Per branch, because in one program you can get 4 to 5 branches. For instance, when you look at program 1, you've got finance as a branch, you've got corporate services as a branch within, you've got the DG's office, we've got the ministry, all the administrative programs. Under program 2, we have all the core business, we have projects, we have inner city, all the core projects of the department are under program 2. But I think if we go into the entire financial report and we look at performance per branch, then we will be able to zoom into those variances where some of the big gaps could be around our capital budget or transfers that will begin to give us directions in terms of the area where underspending is observed. But if you look at it from a global picture, it won't give you a correct picture.
having issues that we are not satisfied about here. And we are saying before the department presentation, we need to be explained why was there a particular decline in expenditure in all the programs. So DG just responded by saying there were 3 months that nothing was done. There was never there was one thing, and this is that what is it. So the CFO is now trying to explain to us to say why was there a decline in all the programs. Money was not spent in all the programs. Meanwhile, there was a 454 million increase. That was the money that we requested from Treasury and the COVID spend. Over to you, CFO.
Thanks, Chair. Good morning, Minister. Chairperson, can I present then the entire financial report so that I can explain slide by slide as we go through?
Do you agree on a level?
Thank you, Chair. Honourable Member, Minister. The financial performance that I'm presenting now is actually preliminary because the report reads as at the 22nd of June. The quarter would normally end on the 7th of July. So we are still processing transactions. We haven't closed the quarter until the 30th of June and the 7 days that is allowed for us to do journals and movements within the financials. What we have included in the presentation is more a picture to show how we performed last year in June, how we have performed up to the 22nd of June, and how we performed in May vis-a-vis improvements from May to June. So we are trying to provide more detailed information so that we can make the analysis to be better informed. If we look at the compensation of employees there as a total of the department, the budget allocated is 1.2 million. And we are saying as at the 22nd of June, we had spent 22%. That is actually of concern to us because if you look at the benchmark, we are supposed to be on 25%, and we are saying we're just showing it as at the 22nd. The salaries as at the 31st, as at the 30th of June, haven't gone through. So immediately all those transactions are processed, we can we'll see a situation where that 21% can go up to 23 or 24%. And we are trying to look at our expenditure on the compensation line vis-a-vis the posts that we are also driving to fill to avoid any possible over expenditure there. And if you look at last year, June, we were already on 23%. Goods and services, a budget of 619 million allocated. We have spent 107 million, showing a 17% expenditure overall as a department against a benchmark of 25%. In financial terms, this is not alarming at this stage because the more we are saving on goods and services, the more we are beginning to demonstrate efficiencies in the work that we do. And we need to show more savings under goods and services so that we can be able to shift monies to where there are needs, even including needs under compensation, where we realize that we are going to run on a shortfall. Office accommodation is more the money that we pay to our PMT account for the offices that we occupy as DPW, where we say we've got a budget of 403 million. We've already paid 91 to the PMTE, 23%, comparing fairly, in fact, a better improvement to the previous year where we had spent only 8%. Transfers and subsidies, that is our biggest driver of the budget. That's where we have our money for the devolution of property rates, the incentive grants, and the funds that we transfer to our entities. Later on the slides, I will be able to show the breakdown, but we have spent 17%. Comparatively, last year it was 34%. When we show the breakdown in terms of where we have paid, where we have not paid on the next slide, then we will be able to explain the drop from 34% in the previous financial year to 17%. The next one is infrastructure, our 1.4 billion that has been allocated for our capital infrastructure. We have only spent 148 million. Expenditure as at the 22nd was 10% vis-a-vis last year, which was 12%. Now, hopefully when we close the books on the 7th of July, this percentage would look different because the payments are still going through. Comparatively speaking, we have performed more like the way we performed in the previous financial year. And at the same time, we have improved by 5% from May in terms of expenditure. The May expenditure was extremely low. We are not saying that's where we should be when we look at the benchmark. But at the same time, we need to also acknowledge the fact that capital projects are more on an S-curve than a linear curve. So depending on the plans in terms of the project, we can't show the exact 25%. And this is one area that is now closely monitored to ensure that we don't end up in the same situation where we experienced the spike in March. Machinery and equipment, that's for our office use. We've got a budget of 99 million. We've spent 8.9, representing 9% as at the 22nd of June. In the previous financial year, by the 30th of June, we had spent 8%. We are also showing quite a significant improvement from May, where it was only 3% expenditure. The next line just shows that included in that amount, 25% is what we have capitalized versus current. And that leaves us with a spending of 17% against the linear benchmark of 25%, as at the 22nd of June. The next slide shows us the performance per branch, where program one, which includes it will include finance, it will include corporate services, the entire ministry, our other chief directors like internal audit, M&E, they are all under program one. We have spent 23%, an improvement from May of 19%, an improvement from the previous year of 16%, and hopefully this will also improve by the time we close. Program two, immovable assets. This is more where our projects are the core business. We have inner city, we've got projects, professional services. All the programs are running under program two, and even the 1.4 billion sits under the, and the devolution of property rates sits under this program. They were sitting on 17% on the 22nd. In May, they were only on 14%. And in the previous year, the spending was high on 28%. Expanded public works, there's an allocation of 1.5 billion, which includes the incentive grants. We've only spent 205 million, representing 9%. There hasn't been a much movement because during this first quarter, EPWP, they are finalizing payments for the fourth quarter. Hopefully with the payments that are going through now, we should see a turnaround in terms of this 9%, because I am aware that as at yesterday, they were still processing incentives for payment before the 30th of June. Program 4, property and construction, the budget is 34.9 million. They've spent 11 million, representing 32%, which is more in line even before we close the quarter. The previous rate was 35%. Program 5 is our auxiliary and associated, where we just budget for state functions, losses, and all the small unforeseen events. We've got 33 million in terms of allocation. 12.9 has already been spent, representing 39%. The previous year, we showed quite a huge expenditure of 104% because of the unfortunate situation of the Deputy Minister of Health, where the expenditures increased to almost 172%, and that is why we are showing this huge discrepancy. The next slide then begins to unpack the program so that we can see the economic classifications within the high level that is shown per program. Compensation of employees for program one is on 23%. The previous year in June it was 24%. We are trying to manage this very strictly to avoid any unauthorized expenditure. Goods and services budget, we are on 23%. compared to the previous year, 26%, and an improvement of from the 17% of the previous month. Property management, that is our office accommodation, we are already on 23% comparatively, having increased significantly from the previous financial year. Transfers and subsidies, those are transferred to CETA accounts where we haven't paid, the payment schedules are not yet due. Machinery and equipment, we are on 35%. Comparatively to previous year, we were on 18%. And we've just capitalized 46% of what we paid, showing a 23% expenditure against the 25% linear target. For program one, it is almost neat to compare it to the 25%, because there we are not talking about the infrastructure budget. Therefore, the 23 is quite an acceptable performance for the quarter. Program two, that's where we have our infrastructure budget. Compensation, they are on 21%. The previous year, they were on 24%. Hopefully, by the time we close, they will have met last year's performance. Goods and services, they are on 14%. The previous financial year, on the 30th, they were already on 16%, and an improvement from May, which is from 9%. Transfers and subsidies, we are on 19%. The previous year's expenditure was on 43%. So when we do the, when I show the earmarked funds, then we'll be able to see the drop within the transfer. Infrastructure, that's the 10% that I explained, which sits under program two. I think when we present performance and they begin to show the projects that have been finalized, then we can measure against the expenditure that has taken place. Machinery and equipment, 6% as compared to the 8% in the previous year. Moving to program three, which is our EPWP, compensation of employees, they are on 19%. The previous year it was 15%. There you can immediately see the improvement in terms of the posts that have been filled. And we hope that by the time we close this, we'll move to 21%. Goods and services, 14%. The previous year they were on 3%. Now, usually when we look at goods and services and we see such a huge jump, it could be there were invoices that were not paid or accruals. We look into the accruals to see what is it that has come through in April and May, because this is cumulative. Transfers and subsidies, 13%. This will relate to the incentive grants. To say to date, up to the 22nd, we had paid only 13%. The previous year it was 21%. And Stanley will expand more on what is in the pipeline. Machinery and equipment, 14% compared to the previous year of 9%, of which the capitalized goods is 20% of this 168,000 that we have spent, representing 13% overall for program three. And I think the reason why we are on 13% comparatively is because of the huge budget under transfers and subsidies. Their performance is always impacted by the 1.3 billion that sits in this program. Program four, compensation of employees. Program four is our policy regulation branch, property and construction policy regulation. Compensation of employees, they are on 15%. In the previous year, they were on 16%. Goods and services, they are on 42%. Previous year, at the end of June, they were on 45%. They don't have transfers. Machinery and equipment, they've spent 6% this year, representing just a small amount, I think, for about 7,000. They are on 32%, which is actually above the linear target of 25%. We've already started engaging the program to look at their expenditure, because it is clear when you look at their goods and services at 42% to say they will need some violence, otherwise it's going to impact on their project. Program five, that's our auxiliary transfers and subsidies. We spent 70%. I'll show you under the earmarked funds what what we've paid, representing the 12.9%. To give a better picture of the performance, because in each program you find quite a number of programs. This slide shows the different branches now within programs, and the different branches in terms of how they have spent on compensation and goods and services. The programs were showing program at a high level, but within a program you get branches, and this begins to give a clearer picture. Even though we did not compare to the previous financial year, the reason why we break it even further down to branches for us to provide better monitoring of performance. If you look at we've got minister and support at 24%, still within the linear target. Goods and services at 9%, deputy minister's office at 22%, goods and services at 6%. Asset management, they are on 23%, goods and services at 8%. So if you look at the entire percentage under the compensation of employees, that's where we that's why we are saying we are taking a pause now to look at the high drive in the filling of posts, to look at the high drive on the learnership and the internship, to begin to reconcile compensation to available funds, because we can already see the rate at which we are spending under compensation of employees. If you look at goods and services, we are quite comfortable. The more we see lesser spending under goods and services, then it begins to talk to efficiencies. But at the same time, we must be able to measure goods and services to performance on the ground, because the savings must also be compensated by what is happening on the ground, how we are performing in terms of the operational information. Overall, under goods and services, all the branches are not showing alarming figures, except for the CFO's office, where we are already on 44%. But we know that it's mostly linked to the AG, the audit that is unfolding at the moment. That's what we are paying out of the CFO's office. Expenditure per region, we also give a breakdown of how the regions are performing. The expenditure that we are seeing here is just expenditure on compensation of employees, goods and services, and the machinery and equipment, because expenditure under the infrastructure implementation side is reported separately. So looking at the total analysis coming to about 22%, we are still comfortable as a department. We are within the 25%, and we are monitoring this very closely to avoid any possible over expenditure. And we are also mindful of the fact that we don't have enough goods and services budget for this financial year. Our budget has been reduced significantly. So it is important that we control the goods and services and the compensation line very strictly. Yeah, the earmarked funds are the ones that are also very important, and we show them separately. The first one is the office accommodation that I alluded to, where we pay the accommodation that we occupy to the PMTE, that we are on 23% comparatively to 8% in the previous financial year. DPW infrastructure, I've spoken to that. Then we've got CIDB, which is 50%. It also sits under Program 2, and it impacts on Program 2's performance. Last year, around June, we had not transferred any amount, but this year, because of our engagement with our entities, we've managed to change the payment terms such that we pay them in the first quarter. CBE, we've already paid their 50%. Agrima, we gave them their full 100%, which is they get the smallest part of our budget, and it comes out of our goods and services. IDT, for the first time that we've been allocated money for IDT, which was 150 million to for their transformation initiatives and to try and assist their depleting budget. We've already transferred their 150 million. Boundary fencing is an arrangement that we have with the Department of Agriculture where they take care of the fences and around the boundaries. This 7 million that we normally budget in our books, we've already engaged Treasury to find a way of transferring it directly to agriculture instead of this money coming via DPW. The amount, we normally wait for agriculture, forest and fisheries to invoice us so that we can pay them for whatever work that they are doing at the boundary fences. Augmentation of the PMTE, that is the budget that we receive from the Treasury, which assists in our property management trading entity. We've already paid 50%. Property rates, the according to the conditional grant and the payment schedule, we are only going to start paying them in July. So the payments will go through in the second quarter. EPWP incentives to provinces, 18 million has already been paid. Comparatively to the previous year, it was 14%. I've already mentioned that I've seen payments that are being processed now before the 30th of June that will improve the situation. EPW incentive to municipalities, 3%. Previous year, it was 16%. IDT intermediaries, that's also the support that IDT is giving the department on the public sector, non-state sector. If we pay them, they are 100% in terms of their fees. EPWP non-state sector, they are already on 51%. Previous year, nothing had gone through in June. This is an improvement. Non-state center to the provinces, we've already spent 23%. CETA, we normally pay around the second and the third quarter, that's the CETA on HR. Parliamentary villages, we've already given them their budget of 7.4 million. Energy efficiency, we haven't spent the 70 million that has been allocated, but the processes have already begun internally to find a way of continuing with the projects that have already started. Audit fee, there's a 30 million, 5.8 million has already been paid to the AG. Compensation for losses, this is just a small amount that we normally put aside under auxiliary program 5 for losses from housing guarantees, vehicle guarantees. It's normally a 1.9 million that we allocate in there, and it's only used if in the event that we have losses. State functions, we've budgeted 10 million. We are now reconciling the expenditure incurred in the recent funeral of Masusulu. Then that expenditure will show in the second quarter against the state function. Last year we had already spent 172%. The Commonwealth War Graves, we have already been invoiced 70%. Distress relief, it's a small amount, it's 1,000 that we normally pay in this line. It's just a provision in the event that we have to request funds under these two lines. The updating of the asset register, Treasury allocated 30,000. We have currently finalized the terms of reference for appointing a program manager and a project manager to start the entire project of enhancing the asset register of the department. Okay, I think this concludes the presentation, because the notes behind explain, give more of the explanations that I have been talking to in writing. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, before proceeding, the answers, the questions we raised were not covered in your presentation. I said between June 2010 in all the programs, between June 2010 and June 2011, there were declines. We wanted to know so that the same mistake should not be repeated again. To say in all the programs, we wanted you to put it clearly to say in immovable property, these were the reasons. In auxiliary, the 65% decline were these reasons. In public works, extended public works, Mr. Anderson, the 9%, what were the reasons? Because we all know that in EPWP, that's where jobs are created. But the expenditure declined to say, what? Now I wanted that to get it from you. The DG explained about the three months. the 3 months that we were not doing anything. And the DG said in his response, you further explain why. It doesn't come up clearly to say why, what were the reasons. DG.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair, Minister. You're welcome. Thanks very much. I thought when we present this one, we'll cover also expenditure as of end of the financial year. The reason that I was actually mentioning is more about issues that happened July, August, September, previous financial year, not this financial year. In this financial year, the reasons why there's this differences, it shows a decline. It's more about the period under which we are reporting now. The period under which we are reporting is in somewhere end of June, but not at the end, because the invoices of the expenditures that might have happened from one branch to the other, not all of them have been recorded. I think that's what the CFO has already indicated. In EPWP in particular, currently they are still reporting in the last quarter covering the previous financial year, not necessarily this financial year. So their report on performance comes after, let's say, after the end of a quarter, they should be given a period for consolidating information that comes from various implementing bodies, which is a period which might be more than 10 days. I think I want the DDG to actually expand on this one, because that is very, very important. The information that we have here is not the information that fully present a picture of performance of this quarter fully. So I think let's cover that particular aspect. Thanks very much.
I'm sorry for this. So you agree with me that there's no capacity, because if capturing up to now is not yet done, and consolidating of invoices is yet not done, it goes back to the issue that I raised to say there's no capacity. And if there's no capacity, it's because of the outstanding post that needs to be filled. I don't know, I don't remember whether I'm the right clerk. At the beginning I said this is caused by capacity. Because if, Minister, there was capacity, you should have already captured the invoices from June 2010 up to coming those months that you mentioned. It should have already been done. I don't know administration, but I don't know.
Maybe, Chair, if we can respond and we give individual DDGs to respond, it will enhance the discussion going forward. I'll suggest that the DDG give us an indication as to where they are now in terms of performance, and also reporting and consolidating information from the implementing bodies for this quarter in particular. And then we'll also indicate the issue of capacity as to where we are. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Members, and Minister. The nature of the program, we have my comments here actually speaks. I'm just trying to contextualize what this report says and what it does not. The EPWP data is consolidated. We have submitted a report to Treasury 30 days after closing of the quarter, which means the Honourable Chair members, the committee requested that we should be reporting on quarter one performance. And what I'm trying to say is quarter one performance for the expanded public works program can only be done 6 weeks after closing of the quarter, which means 6 weeks after closing after 30th of June. Only then will we be in a position to reflect what has happened in quarter one. And the reason for that is because the department has to get the data from national departments, from provincial departments, and from municipalities across all of the four sectors, and then consolidated data. The reason why I mention this is because the expenditure pattern is directly linked to the reporting cycle. And that's the first comment, which means the situation as it is here, if the honourable members will be looking at the breakdown for program 3, you will see in terms of economic classification for each and every in each and every line, you will see there's been an improvement except for the big one, obviously, would be transfers and subsidies. They would be 13% against 21% of the previous 2010 quarter one. And the reason for that is, as I said, because the payment for the incentive that is directly linked to the reporting of the data. And the reporting of the data is only consolidated 6 weeks after closing of quarter. So I want honourable members, chair, to members to just kind of take that into account, that this is actually not a quarter one report. And my understanding was, when I raised the matter at our exco, was that the committee understands that this is a preliminary report. That was my understanding. And now, reporting also does not take place in a linear fashion, where you can say at the end of quarter one there would be 25%, and in the quarter two 50%, 75%, etc. We know that reporting takes place in an S curve. There would be slow reporting in quarter one, and then it escalates towards quarter three and quarter four, and then tapers off. So that is the context or the background in which this the data presented here should be viewed. Secondly, I think we have advertised posts, and our HR section their report will be able to reflect better perhaps on appointments that have been made where people have not started as yet, but that there's a dramatic improvement in terms of the capacity that Chair has referred to. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Honourable Madraba.
Thanks, Honourable Chair. Greetings to our Minister and colleagues. No, thanks for the presentation by the CFO. I think the challenge that we are having as members, we are not comparing apples with apples, because the end of this quarter is at the 30th of June, and the report that is before us is not really going to give us the exact expenditure for this particular quarter. So it's giving us a problem. We can't really do that comparison. But also, Chair, I think I hear the explanation that we are waiting for the report from the provinces and the municipalities. Also, it's a gap because the department can't finalize without getting those particular reports. Maybe if we can understand as members, when is the final date for the submission of the municipalities and provinces to the department so that they can finalize and give us the product that we are expecting, that we can do comparison, if we can get that explanation. To Honorable Chair, I am looking at the transfers here. There is about 594,000. It's a trend. Even in 2011, there was 0% expenditure. And this current financial year, 0% expenditure. Maybe if we can be clarified the reason behind that, what are the challenges that cause that failure to spend on those particular areas. And also I saw, I don't know which page, because there are no pages, the issue of in fact is the incentive grant. I don't know which page I'm trying to get. Yeah, program. It's in program 3, yes. But I was trying to look at the pay.
The breakdown.
Yeah, it's like 3% expenditure. I think even during the debate, Honorable Chen, Honorable Minister, I did ask a question around the issue of the incentive grant in the EPWP vis-a-vis the phase one of it. The way it was moving. If now we are standing, even though we haven't received some of the reports, but can we be assured as this committee that really this model of incentive grant is going to work for us, in particular in job creation and service delivery on the ground? If you are only going to access this particular fund only if you have spent your own capital budget as a municipality, taking into consideration the challenges on the revenue collection in those deep rural area municipalities. So at the moment, I can that is my contribution in this one.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you for the presentation. Chairperson, it's really worrying. Never mind how much explanation or justification you can have. It's really worrying, especially on the issue of the EPWP, because that's where we expect the jobs to be created. I mean, if you can spend for the non-state is 23%, then for the incentives to the municipalities is 3%. Why I'm saying this is that the last time the department presented to this scope of we requested the department to, because they identified the municipalities that were really not doing well, where there was 0% expenditure. And we offered our assistance as the politicians or the portfolio committee to say, we need to go there, we need to go to those municipalities and find out what is the problem. Because unless we get the root cause of the whole thing, because we're saying maybe it's because of the accessibility of the incentive grant. And then once we get that, we'll be able to correct the situation and then move forward. We offered ourselves. We even said, even if it means that we go there on a Friday, we leave here on a Thursday evening, we go to the municipality on a Friday morning or on a Monday morning, although it's an ANC day, the Mondays. But we need to go there. We need to visit those municipalities, because to get the report that there was nothing that was really spent by the municipality. And it's mostly those rural municipalities where they really need this incentive grant. We are really worried about that. And then even the transfers to the provinces is just 6%. It shows that there is a problem somewhere, and then we need to identify it so that we can move forward. Also, Chairperson, the allocation for updating the asset register was 30 million, but so far nothing has been spent, nothing. And we know very well that why we got the qualified audit report in the previous days. It's because of this, the asset register. I mean, we need to exert all our energy to it so that we get it right.
Honorable November. Thank you, Chairperson, and good morning, Minister. And Chairperson, it would have been as if that we are singing a one song. Because the problem is capacity. If there is no capacity, really, ever since that I've joined this committee, ever since then, it's a capacity. Because we see work at the grassroots level. Oh, I'm sorry, if you're not going to put me, I can't speak very much well. Now, at the grassroots level, it's where we want to see really work to be done. If that there could be put in speed in whatever is being done, especially at the municipal level. Because in most municipalities or the rural municipalities is really a lack of capacity. And I think that if there something could be done there, really we can go very far with job creation. Because our problem is on the ground with the municipalities. And if they could get assistance from above, I think everything will be good. It won't help us to say every time when we meet, we talk of the same thing, Let's put speed in this whole thing, monitoring, and I don't know how to put it. I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Chairperson. Thanks for the presentation. My one question is covered by Honorable Member Doris Nguyen on the asset register expenditure. My second question is on the boundary fencing that you budgeted for 7 million, but up until now nothing has been spent. Previous year you spent 50%. Now, you are saying that you are to speak to the treasurer to transfer the money to the relevant department. But now, I believe that you should have spoken to the treasury previous year, because now it is already in the department's budget. Now you should utilize it, or else again, these such things are going to create the qualified statement for the department. Thank you.
Honorable Chole. Mama.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable Minister Sawona, ma'am. Chairperson, I'm just checking here on financial performance per economic classification. If you check the benchmark was 25%. But if you check the transfers and subsidies, in June 30, 2010 was 34%. But today we are on the 28th of June, only 17%. Are they going to make it? Then another one, Chair, is that one of compensation for losses. The budget is that 1 million or 1.9? Or 19 million, I don't know if they can tell me what. But if you check, there's no expenditure. Even 2010, there was no expenditure. So sometimes if they can thought us, why did they budget for something that they won't spend for? And if they can give us the breakdown of that state function, which is 172%. If they just can give us what was happening when on this one. And Chair, the answer that was given to us by the DG was not actually it gave us some more concern than some questions. If he says 3 months there was no project which was projected for from the department. What was the cause? Because they didn't give us a reason why would the project was not done for 3 months.
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Thank you, Baba Mgoni.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'm trying to make sense out of the entire presentation, Chairperson. Good morning, Minister. Sorry not to recognize you. The presentation is very well. But I'm trying to make sense out of the presentation on its entirety, because, you know, my thinking is we should have waited until everything is done completely before we engage into this one. Because, you know, if you look, your officials are very, very clever, you know, in terms of can use words. Not clever in an undermining sense, but clever in a sense of, you know, can use the figures to say, we said that we are not yet complete with our, you know, they are saying that they are financial, their quarter ends at the end of the month. Now, for me, I would have proposed that why can't we engage somewhere at the end of the month, so that when everything is completely done, you know that they've done their work. But second to that, Chairperson, is the presentation, the document here is not numbered. You know, that makes me very worried, because now I wanted to talk about something, but now I don't know. Yeah, expenditure economic classification is a program one. I think this is program one. If you look at your machinery and equipment, and the following line thereof, that's what 31st May 2011, and it shoot so quickly to 35% the 22nd of June. If you look at the number there, it worries that if you say from the 31st to the 32nd, less than 21 days. So the ability of putting those numbers together, that it must reach there, well, you'll get an explanation. It's very easy to get an explanation. My third worry, and that I understand. He's saying that the EPWP report come 6 weeks after, meaning that if you say at the end of the month, at the end of June month, we will not receive the EPWP report. We'll still have to wait another 6 weeks. Now that shall be July, somewhere mid August, towards the end of August. That's when you expect the EPWP first quarter report. Now, to me, it makes me worried, because even though the department will be reporting, but will be excluding, you know, that after we in Mobulaga can't see the Chairperson very well. Maybe it's because the nature of the table. Sorry, but you're right. The nature of the reporting, it means that the Department of Public Works will not be reporting on EPWP. Their report will be excluding EPWP. It will still not be complete. That report will be not complete, because the EPWP report will not be there. Now we're going to wait for 2 months before we get the EPWP. I don't know, Chair, because I'm very little on this one, that can't be any other means that the reports, you know, are given. So totally, you know, the Copan, I don't know, together, the DPW report and the EPWP report is in there. So that, you know, it actually enables us into getting into this thing deeper. Because now we are not going to be, we are disabled, fairly speaking, Chairperson. Thank you.
Before Tatera with Dabi, Honorable Minister, in last week's presentation on EPWP 2, Phase 2, there was an indication that there are nine directors, and the issue of nine directors was questioned, and also 60 data capturers. My thinking is that if there are 60 data capturers on EPW, why don't we have a report spot on? And if there are nine directors, what are they doing if we can't get a report spot on? Because, Minister, we are only left with 8 days to close quarter one. And that is my word. That's why I'm talking about capacity. 60 data capturers, even if they are in the province or whatever, spread over the whole of South Africa. But if there are 60 ministers, information should be on our fingertips. The nine directors, they should be doing something for us to get information on time. That's my thinking, Minister. That's why we wanted this thing. Because the issue of EPW, Mr. Anderson, last week I raised with the Mr. Rakutle, that I'm worried there's no monitoring on EPW, Senate Public Works. I even gave an example of Palabura, where last week I found an extended public works worker sleeping on a Bomark machine because he was just shown few potholes to work on, and after that he slept on the Bomark. You know, monitoring and what we are worried about this program, Minister, to say, are we making an impact on it? Ndatera Tapi will be followed by Ndati Maguvan.
Thank you, Chairperson. Morning, Minister. Maybe the question that we are asking is the same question, you know, in different ways, because mine also is, you know, how accurate are provinces and municipalities reporting back to the national department? Because, you know, I think the problem here is the problem of accuracy. You may find that the delay is at times caused by the fact that provinces and municipalities are unable to report back on time. You know, that's what I want to know. Thank you.
Bangibingelela uMinister noSihlalo. Minister ugqoke kahle, ngiyambona noSihlalo futhi ugqoke kahle. I would want to go to what Doris has said about the incentive that goes to the municipalities. Those monies, at times, they get lost because there is no monitoring. You find a lot of municipalities misusing funds because they are not being monitored. So I think it is very important that these monies should go there and be monitored, whether they are doing the right things that are supposed to be done by the money. Number two, I'm on the Commonwealth War Graves. I see the amount of money being spent there. Where are these graves and how many are they? Because we only see the figures here. We don't see the number of graves. Yeah. So we should know the number of graves as to how many graves are here, because we see a lot of money is being spent on those graves. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you, Chair. There is one thing that I missed out on that I noted, Chair, the issue of the property rights conditional grant. Last year, on the 30th June 2010, they spent like 42%, but this time nothing. Irrespective that we are still waiting for the report, but it shows 0%. And also, Chair, on the issue of the deputy directors, it can be clarified whether they are placed at the provincial offices or they are still with them, because what the Chair has raised is very important to say, why are we not getting a frequent report from those people if they are placed there, including the data capturers? Because if they are there in the provinces and in the municipalities, we would have been given this information that is required. We must be clarified where it is. Are they at a national office or are they based there? Because we were told in the presentation last week that because now there are these people, they are going to assist us to get information as quickly as we can. And also I will suggest, Honorable Minister, Chair, that maybe in future we must get this after the quarter has been completed, because really it's a waste of time to ask, because when we ask the question, we are still waiting, and even the department is not yet sure what will be the final result on those particular targets that they have set. Thanks.
Actually, you have asked my question about the directors and the data capturers. On the CETA HR, it shows that there's no percentage that was the expenditure is 0%. And on the energy efficiency, it's one of the projects that were that targeted the youth on job creation, the energy efficiency, but still there's nothing, no, it's 0%. Lastly, it's on the infrastructure expenditure, it's 10%, and then that raises some questions about the payment of the contractors, if up until now, June now, but it's only 10% that has been spent on the infrastructure.
Minister, I'm happy that you are here. We will raise issues that we even were not satisfied about the answers. The 19 million DG that you allocated, you gave IDT for administration, social development. I thought social development. I don't understand maybe what social development is. To say if the purpose of EPW is to create jobs, and you have allocated 19 million to IDT to do administrative work. Is that the creation of jobs? And I was not satisfied with the responses. To say, but here we allocate 19 million, Mr. Anderson, for administration, DG. It's a problem that we need to deal with it, to say, really, what is that to do with EPW? If EPW is to create jobs, and here we say, take the 19 million, save up, and deal with administration. Administration work, and increase their salaries, and do whatever they want out of that million. That's how I take it, because I'm just an ordinary woman who is interested in knowing. I don't know figures, but la. I'm not satisfied with it. I'm sure Ms. Sali, when you're not satisfied about it. Because we want to see people waiting. Thank you.
Honorable Chair, honorable members, Minister. Thanks very much. I think all the questions are very relevant. They assist us to explain what is happening in the department. We also share the same sentiment that the comparative analysis that we're making is not assisting, because we are comparing with the end of the quarter last financial year, and also mid almost end of the quarter this financial year. But I want to address certain things, particularly in the EPWP. I think the relevant questions that are being asked, they are very much assisting us. We've already raised these issues in the department, which I think will try to shape the manner in which the incentive grants are being implemented. I think the incentive grants will remain a challenge for a very long time, because this money actually was not supposed to be in public works. If the way we are implementing it, it was supposed to be in treasury. It's put in public works, it reflects in public works, but its spending is not in public works. Its spending is in the municipalities, the implementing bodies. Now, we are given money. We are just a vehicle to move money from the department to somewhere else. The implementing bodies are municipalities, provinces, and so on. Municipalities do not have money in their baseline to implement projects. Now, in the absence of money to implement projects from the municipalities, there's no way they can actually derive any benefits from the incentives. Because the incentives, you only get it once you've implemented projects and exceeded a certain baseline. So it's something that will not happen. I think we need to be very clear with the portfolio committee, because you are assisting us to address these challenges. It's money that is reflected in public works, but it's not money that we have control on how it should be spent. Actually, in the initiatives that we're having in the department, we've actually proposed that all the initiatives that we're having, let them be directed to municipalities that are not performing. We use our own money to assist the municipality to implement either access roads, either potholes, and so on, so that they should be seen to be performing, so that they should actually derive benefit from the incentive. If we don't do that, nothing will happen from municipalities. They don't have money to implement projects. They've got money to do other things, but they don't have money. Even capacity in the municipality. We can add capacity from the Department of Public Works National to municipalities, but there's no way that they can be there full-time, because the municipality must build their own capacity to implement projects. Now, municipalities do not have money to recruit staff. I think that's the issue of treasury. Treasury must actually assist us in that regard. It's a problem that will stay with us for quite some time, but we said we're going to develop a paper in the department. I think this afternoon that paper will be ready. We'll share it with the minister, the purpose of which is actually check the model of EPWP as to whether is it assisting. Much as we say it has to create job opportunities, we rely heavily on the implementing bodies, and then if they don't report, they don't give us a report, there's nothing that we're going to report. So I think we're helpless in that regard, but we really appreciate that the portfolio committee has been able to detect this challenge and will be able to assist us in this area. The capacity in EPWP, I think the capacity is sufficient, but though the staff in EPWP, they are not necessarily in the municipalities and also in the municipalities. Their duty is to monitor and assist municipalities in terms of how they should report EPWP-related projects. They are sitting in national but deployed in provincial, in regional, in our regional offices, so that they should work closely with the municipalities, which is also a gap. The capacity must be in the municipalities and the provinces. That's what we want to say. And then the issue of, I think colleagues, you also address a lot of questions that have been raised by the portfolio committee. CFO Stan, you'll also cover us on in that regard. And then let me give you the opportunity to add.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. I'll start with the issue of the property risk grants not yet paid. We pay according to the grant model and the payment schedule. The first tranche is due in July, so we will be paying the property rates in July. That's when also the municipal valuation rolls are out. So that one is not yet due. The SITA HR, we get invoiced by the SITA on our budget for training. They normally submit invoices around the second quarter. That's where we pay. Although last year they submitted their invoice early, we haven't received their invoice. And it's possible that it could be one of the late invoices that we have received that will be coming through the month. But I will follow up on that one. We have a trend where they submit around the second quarter. Energy efficiency, I reported that the process has already started internally to put package the bid that will be going out for us to be able to implement and use this amount. Infrastructure, I did try to explain that it's not a linear type of curve that we use there. We look at the commitments that are there, the projects that are running, and also the tendencies in terms of when are the projects normally paid that have started already in this financial year. There was an issue also on boundary fencing. The boundary fencing, we get invoiced by Agriculture, Fisheries and Forestry. As and when they've performed work on the boundaries, they invoice us. We haven't received an invoice from them. What I meant by Treasury, it's engagement that started in the previous MTEF, where we requested that instead of us waiting for the department to invoice us, Treasury must just transfer the entire amount to them, and this process can only take place with the new MTEF. So we are taking those discussions further that were started in the previous financial year. Commonwealth war graves, how many and where are they? We can provide a list of all the graves that we are paying because we get invoiced by the presidency. So we will be able to provide the details in terms of the graves and where they are situated. I know some are in France, and we can give the whole spectrum of the graves.
Thank you, Chair.
The follow-up, Baba Makubani, and then followed
by Nadi, Ramukati,
and then
Honorable
Master. And I also make a follow-up on this.
Thank you, Chairperson. Well, as far as we are concerned here, we see the monies that are being spent on the graves. But now we would want to know the number because they cannot, put the amount here in the papers and yet do not know the number of graves that they are spending on. Thank you, Chair. My question is, what role does the Department of Local Government play in as far as making local municipalities more accountable, because I think that will also help the Department of Public Works through EPWP, you know, to make local municipalities to be accountable. Because if, you know, there's no monitoring either from local government department, because, you know, I think local municipalities are more attached to the Department of Local Government, and therefore they need to be roped in as far as municipalities are concerned.
No, thanks, Chair. No, also my concern is always around the issue of the EPWP, as you always, Chair, do. You know, this incentive grant, I understand that it's in the department, and also it's affecting the performance of the department, as the DT is correctly indicating. But my concern, Chair, will always be, in the first phase of EPWP, everything went well. Why was it changed to be incentive grant? No, because I don't think it's treasury that changed that model to say now it must be incentive grant. Because if you go to municipalities, as the honorable colleague is indicating here, this money of incentive grant is not with the municipality. Mm-hmm. It's still with the department. Mm-hmm. They will only access if they've got capital budget, they have spent a certain target that is part of the criteria of incentive grant. So even the COPTA can monitor, they can't monitor this money. It's still lying here. It's not with the municipalities. That's what the director was correctly indicating, to say that municipalities, they don't have revenue base, some of them. Those that the former president was saying it was a project consolidate. Those two are of the two municipalities. They don't have revenue base. And at the same time, we have got MIG, Municipal Infrastructure Grant. Why this incentive grant, this money, is being put in the MIG, Municipal Infrastructure Grant, so that it can enable the municipalities to plan and know very well that, no, we do have the money that we access from the MIG grant. Why don't we add those funds? Why do we create these EPWP, Phase 2, and incentive grant? Why do you fix it if it was not broken, the EPWP 1? There is something that I really don't understand, maybe, that we can be told why all of a sudden. My understanding of the EPW phase one, it was done by the department itself together with the provinces. There were no bureaucrats in this particular accessing of this fund. And all of a sudden now it's changed incentive. The money is lying here, no development on the ground, no service delivery on the ground, and all of a sudden it affects the department. Department, when you sit with you as a department, will fight with you. But there is a problem that is there. It's not as the DG is indicating, that it's difficult really to really deal with this particular thing. And Honorable Chair, Comrade Chair, yes, Comrade Chair, I think we need to revisit the issue of this EPWP and incentive grant. Because I really don't understand, Chair, why fix it if it was not broken, this EPWP one? Why? Why? There must be, that why must be answered at a later stage. Thank you.
Minister, some months back I accompanied their officials to Mujaji's Grove municipality. Minister, we wanted a report on EPWP. And we couldn't get, Mr. Mthombeni was there. We couldn't get a report. I had to put pressure to see the lady who's in charge of EPWP. The two ladies came to the meeting. What made that happen? What and why? You understand, Minister? You know what happened, transpired there? Your officials drove all the way from Cape Town, from Pretoria to Mujaji's Grove. The lady who is in charge of EPWP decided to get sick and said to the PA, you will give them the report of EPWP. PA, yes. And a follow-up was not done until we visited Mujaji's Grove. That's the monitoring that we are talking about. There wasn't any report until that day we said we want the report, and we said they must go and get a place to sit and come up with a report. That's number one. There's no monitoring, proper monitoring. We are not hands-on. Secondly, DG, the fights that are taking place in Tata Regional Public Works Office is because of the tenders. You know what's happening there. They are fighting over the tenders. And you are not able to solve the issue. To say, how can officials get involved in tenders? We are talking about creating jobs with EPWP. Meanwhile, the very officials are grappling with the tenders. They are fighting over the tenders. And you know about the issue, DG. To say, why don't we address some of these issues? Because these issues will impact on the minister's performance agreement with the president. These people are now writing letters to the president to say nothing is happening, they're not attending to this, this. And that's what I'm saying. We need to go down to the municipalities and provinces to check what is happening there. That's why we're saying in the summits that you are organizing, DG, we want to be part of those summits. The workshops that you are going to conduct, we want to be part of those workshops to check for what is happening. Because now we are on the ground, we know what is happening. CFO, the issue of Umtata, if you don't attend it by the end of this week, I'm telling you, we'll be in crisis if you don't attend to that.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair. I'll start by the Umtata one. Just to say it's a matter that is, we are treating it very urgently. Before we received that memo, we had already made some arrangements that there should be a proper investigation, and then the regional manager must be redeployed to another area so that there should be no interference in the investigation. So we'll ensure that, as already articulated, that is finalized before the end of the week. Thanks very much for that. I think we are taking it very, very seriously. The issue of that has been made, the follow-ups and the why, change the model from the incentive to the manner in which we're implementing. I think Mr. Anderson was about to report on this one as to how did the incentive come into the picture, and then as to who result on this approach. It's a model issue. And then why were we not, didn't we continue with the EPWP as it was being implemented in the past? I think it's going to cover that. But before we cover that, I think I also need to mention that even in the first phase of the EPWP. The manner in which we are requesting the job creation opportunities from the implementing bodies, there are prospects that we may be pushing too hard for implementing bodies so that they actually ensure that the money that they get from the baseline, from the treasury, they ensure that it should be labor intensive. Only to find that some municipalities, because of various factors that they will give us, they may not be able to use or to have that money, which might not be sufficient to implement this EPWP. So I think maybe in the model, when Stanley respond, maybe it should cover the proposal that we are putting in place to ensure that this model, because it is not assisting in creating job opportunities, what should be the future going forward? But it's not for us to decide, because DPW, we are also a department that actually gets models from the National Treasury, because they are the ones who are having the purse. This model came up from the National Treasury, not necessarily from Public Works. You'll add.
Thank you, Akindiji. Honorable Chair, Members, Minister, just a on the point of clarity, nothing has changed from phase one to phase two in terms of the way that the EPWP was implemented. But in phase two, the incentive was actually added. So I think we just need to be very clear. Perhaps if I can, if you will allow me, Chair. EPWP, the way that it was conceptualized, was that in any given year, government will be spending X billion of rand on the creation of infrastructure, delivery of services through in the social sector, etc. And the approach was that we have said then, government can decide whether infrastructure should be delivered through machine-based technologies, and thereby limiting the creation of work opportunities, or introduce the EPWP approach and say that government can decide when a tender is put out to construct a low volume road, for instance, the tender should be put out in such a way that we limit the use of machines and optimize the creation of work opportunities, which means to increase labor intensity. That was the basic approach for the introduction of the Expanded Public Works Program as it came from the Growth and Development Summit of 2003. And then the program was implemented from April 2004. So the whole approach then was public works would not be getting any money. The public works is the lead department and the coordinating department, but that implementing bodies across all three spheres of government should be using the allocations from National Treasury to ensure that their projects are put out with a labor-intensive condition almost attached to it to ensure that work opportunities are created. That was the approach in phase one. What we have found then will be conducted an evaluation and what we call a midterm review on phase one. They have said, yes, the target for phase one was to create 1 million work opportunities, and Public Works actually reported the creation of 1.6 million work opportunities. But the extent of unemployment was so big that we said we are barely scratching the surface. As a matter of fact, I think at the time our studies have shown that we have touched basically 11% of the unemployed. Therefore, for phase two, the thinking was how can public works be allowed to really accelerate
and make a bigger impact in terms of the unemployment problem. And one of the ways was actually to, there were two main things, two main innovations in four phase two, was the introduction of an incentive. And the second thing was the to get the non-state sector involved, like for instance, the NGOs, etc. So, Treasury has then said, public works will not get any money like that for that directly under, that public works can use to create work opportunities. But the incentive will be there based on the performance of the number of work opportunities that public bodies report. And that is what the DG was trying to explain also, that which means this incentive money comes onto the vote of public works. But it's not there for the for public works to use to create work opportunities directly. This is where the data management issue comes in, because what Treasury requires from us, according to the Division of Revenue Act, is that we have to get in the data, we have to run proper data management procedures on the data in terms of validation, and only then, when the figures are properly audited, will those who perform well, will the money be released through the provincial treasuries to the implementing bodies, such as provincial government department, or like such as the municipality. What they have agreed to then was, if some bodies underperform, let's say a municipality underperform, and others do very well, the funds can be used to pay more. Just give an example. In the first year of phase two, that was 2009-10, the allocation for KwaZulu-Natal province, the infrastructure, was 81 million rand. Eventually, because they performed very well, 84 million rand was actually paid over. Which means that is what was agreed to. But still, we as public works could not use money that was unspent, and I put this in inverted commas, which means the money that was not claimed. We couldn't, we had no jurisdiction because it was tied in by through the Division of Revenue Act. And that is the dilemma in terms of the current incentive model, which means if LLP is implemented as it was in phase one, but in phase two, the wage incentive was deduced as a way to intensify and labor intensive practices so that more work opportunities can be created. What we have seen, though, is that it did not necessarily happen like in a direct way for various reasons, but amongst others it was that all the allocations as published in DORA was not taken up, and we as the public works, even though it shows on our vote, we cannot use the money and saying, okay, we can run with it ourselves because the other bodies are underperformed now. That is our dilemma, Chair, if I just want to put that publicly. And I think in tomorrow's session, that is perhaps where we should be having a constructive session, engagement with different committees, and hopefully Treasury will send the necessary level of seniority so we can engage with this, because that is our dilemma, which means we, and even though we are the lead department, we don't have the freedom in terms of the money that's sitting on our vote saying we want that, we can make better use of it, so to speak. We don't have that. I just want to thank you.
Mr. Anderson, what is work opportunity? Because my understanding in public work opportunities is not permanent. And also, that in the EPWP, they are expected to work if the duration will allow to work 230 days per year. Ne? And the other thing is that, Mr. Anderson, in your interview with the beneficiaries of EPW, they indicated that you, Public Works, you are creating problems within the communities. Because some are getting 50 rand, some are getting 60 rand. Meanwhile, we are told that your limit, you are allowed to pay up to 150 rand. Why don't we have a common way of paying these people than creating problems on the ground? Because your own interviews, when you were interviewing a beneficiary, those issues came up to say, DG, can't we want to alleviate poverty? Even in Limpopo, day caters, those who come and clean for you for a day, you can't pay them 50 rands. You can't. Even 60 rand you can't give. Here in Cape Town it's around 150 rands for them to come and clean for you in the Acacia Park. To say, Minister, why don't we have a common way in? I know you can say it depends with the province, to say provinces are not the same. But really, can we say just because Limpopo and Mpumalanga are rural and KwaZulu-Natal are rural, they qualify for 50 and 60 rands, and those who are in Joburg, they qualify for 120. Is it what we are saying here? And I'm raising this issue because the minister is here, so that this issue can be attended to say people should not be paid according to the ruralness of the provinces. People should be treated equally. All animals are equal. And also the constitution states very clear, or we should not class and grade people. Say those who are from Kom, Dakemu, Kubani should get 50 rand.
Yes, I agree with you, ma'am. Provinces are not the same, but poverty is the same.
Thanks very much, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members of the Minister. I think we fully agree with your support on this one. In short, what you were saying at Public Works, if this money was in Public Works, we could spend it without any problems. The initiatives that we are having, they need money. We are actually spending money which is in the baseline, which was not meant to be spent in the areas where we are going. But we have gone all out to say, where there is poverty, let's assist with the money that is in Public Works. But these incentives, if the motivation can be said that Public Works must have control of this money is going to be spent accordingly, in line with your guidance. I think what you are actually giving us is more motivation of saying Public Works must have control of this money. I think that we'll be happy about. But in the area of also the determination of wages, it's not Public Works again. Public Works is an implementer. Things are decided outside Public Works. It's good that we're raising these issues, because these issues assist us in actually unlocking the challenges that are there, the ministerial determinations that are there, to ensure that we pay differentiated wages from one province to the other. It's not also a determination by Public Works. But I think the DDG, they must actually cover that space. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, DG. Chair and honorable members, Minister. The question of wage rates is indeed, it is determined through a special ministerial determination. It's signed off every year by the Minister of Labour. And yes, there are sectoral differences, and there are also geographical differences. What the special ministerial determination, though, will determine is the minimum level. And that is currently signed off on the 22nd of October last year. It stands at 60 rand per person day of work. The top end is at 150 rand per person day of work. But the reality is which means we don't have the power to determine saying this is what the will be paid on an EPWP project. Because we have to keep in mind it is there are a whole range of projects that are implemented, and the projects also differ in nature, from infrastructure projects, social sector projects, etc. So the nature of the work actually differs, and that is what the Minister of Labour is responsible for in terms of determining the special determining the minimum wage rate. So I just wanted to thought I should be saying that. So what do you want me to elaborate more?
No, honourable members, can I? The minister wants to leave us. Minister, on behalf of the committee, we really appreciate your coming. Because some of the things we don't really yourself to say, these are the issues. To say, why should this program, why should Public Works not given that opportunity to decide on EPWP, for someone to decide on it somewhere, sitting somewhere, and the whole blame comes to EPWP. That is our problem. To say we need to decide, and we are ready to now to say no, we can engage on this issue because we see what is happening on the ground. Minister, can I give you time to respond to say something?
Thank you very much, Chairperson. And also thank you for allowing me to sit in the meeting unannounced. I deliberately did so. The only unfortunate thing is that I'm actually off sick. I'm not supposed to be here. I have always worried about the quality of presentation from the department to the portfolio committee. Having been a member of parliament for 17 years, having been in the portfolio committees myself, having chaired portfolio committees myself, when I look at some of the documents that are coming to the portfolio committee, it really worried me. And I don't know whether it has anything to do with the frequency with which they visit the portfolio committee, because I also saw that as, it's like it's a very nice thing to come to Cape Town. If the department was coming maybe once a month to the portfolio committee, and they make sure that a week before they arrive, all the documents that they're going to discuss have been circulated, are properly numbered, are properly explained. I don't take it, for instance, the issue of the grace, that we come with a figure. We don't know how we arrived at the figure. And we come into the meeting and say to honorable members, we will give you information. We need a background. What is so important about this grace? Where was the decision taken that we're going to be embracing this grace? Why are we not talking about APLA grace or MK grace? Why are we, these are our colonizers that were saying for life. I mean, if you can tell me who amongst our people is lying in France, I'd be very much interested in knowing that. Because to me, it would make much more information, it would make much more sense to me. We have graves, we'll get into other issues. But I'm just saying some of the things that are being said. To me, I don't know whether they say, and this we will have another meeting in the department, the seriousness with which we prepare documents, the seriousness with which we take an honorable member. This is not just a meeting between ourselves and other officials in another department. This is a meeting between ourselves and representatives of the people of this country. And the fact that we're also a department that is in the top five of this country in terms of the money that is going around us also says to us we need to take our work very, very seriously. I also wanted to understand why are we discussing quarterly reports when the quarter is not up yet? Because to me, like the honorable member said, it's a waste of time. But also there, I would also want to ask honorable members, when you adopted your own program, didn't you see that when you call for quarterly reports today, you won't have quarterly reports because the time is not up yet? But I also say to the acting DG, the portfolio committee, these are not animals in the zoo. These are your sisters and brothers. To pick up the phone and say to the chair, what you are requesting from us, we won't be able to provide you if the date is this date. But if you shift it to that date, we'll give you an inclusive report. I don't think that there should be a problem. But I'm personally, Chairperson, very much interested, because when I came in, I heard about there was a holiday of 3 months where people were not doing anything, and I think we paid them. So if the acting DG could actually tell me what happened when there was non-spending, you know, where people were in the Bahamas of South Africa when we were paying them. And it's very important for us to understand what went on here. Because if we are to change public works, honorable members, ladies and gentlemen, a number of things have to change. A number of serious decisions have to be taken, and some of them not very nice decisions. One of my hobbies is reading. You will know, members who are new, that I actually ran a school for parliament where I managed to produce over 100 graduates because of my passion for reading. I worked with the Honorable Minister Sitao when she was still alive. In fact, when I was coming in here, I was saying to people, I think I didn't remember, because this used to be Minister Sitao's favorite committee. So I went through her speeches. I went through all the speeches of the ministers that came before me. I went through the speeches of the portfolio committee members. But what is of interest to me are the speeches by the Honorable Denny Gagan. 2-3 years down the line, if he could listen to what we're talking about, these are the things he said 3 years, 2 years down the line. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Mm-hmm. These are the issues the portfolio committee used to raise. And for that, I would actually have wanted him to stay with the portfolio committee, because he would have said to them, I told you so. I said this, I mentioned this number of things. Now, we cannot be 24 months later still be doing the same thing. Then there's something wrong somewhere. It's either we don't take each other serious, or we don't take ourselves serious. I don't mind to be called names as a minister, but I'm going to change a number of things, because then there's no reason why I'm here. Because the president could just have left this ministry vacant if he wanted, doesn't want anything to happen. But for things to happen, for us to go to those rural areas, for us to make sure that nobody in South Africa will have a problem when it rains, because we as public works will make it a point that whether you are in the rural areas or we are in the cities, or you will not have a problem of raining water, because we are going to work on your streets. We are going to make sure that EPWP in every village works the streets of that area. And for that, we need all of you to be champions and to be ambassadors of the department. But it's difficult for you to be ambassadors when you don't have information from us. And I here have a very nice position, because I'm also an MP. So I'm half the time going to be an MP in my comments, and half the time being the person who's running the department. Just a few comments that I made as I came in here. I want to commend you, Chairperson, for bringing the department early after a budget debate to come and present, because you are able to see patterns quite early. But with this kind of pattern, we're going nowhere. If we concluded the debate, the budget, and then we've gone through April, May, or in June, and you can see that we're not even spending a percentage, it is actually telling you in the remaining 9 months we are in trouble. So I think that, in fact, more portfolio committees should be trying to use that, so that you get an indication. The energy saving matter is an urgent matter. I hear that it is an internal, we're dealing with it internally and so on, but it is urgent, DG. We even got a letter from the National Treasury. National Treasury saying, public works as custodian of our properties, you should lead by example. By now, all the departments of the buildings of state should have gone through this program. By now, we should be going to National Treasury and say 70 million can't take us anywhere. But for us to still be wanting to know what we need to do, I think it's a problem. And I think these are some of the things that we're saying. The portfolio committee should come back in 2 weeks' time. When they come back, they must come back with answers. They must come back and say, what have we done with energy saving? Where have we started? So that you are able to see that buildings of state, here are buildings here. Parliament is number one. Why can't we use Parliament as a pilot and make sure that we green Parliament? At times, Parliament goes dark because electricity is gone. We don't have any fuels and anything that can inject quickly and give us Can't we use Parliament as a pilot? Can't we use this and the Western Cape legislature as pilots where members of Parliament can actually from time to time go and see the progress and so on? We can do that. We can introduce retrofit in Parliament. We can make sure that when people are not, what do we call this thing? When people are not in offices, the offices should not be lighting. What is I'm very sick now, even the language, the terminology, what is it?
The retrofitting
yourself. Okay, retrofitting. So, we can use Parliament as an example. And everybody in South Africa would be able to see that it is happening. We can do that. The war craze, let me leave them. The Honourable Member is very much dealing with them very carefully. You can understand he's worried about his MK comrades. Why is nobody saying anything about their war craze?
Yeah.
Capturing is still a problem, but also officials. I am at pains when I look at you taking some of the problems that are actually not your problems. When you deal with problems, separate them, the national responsibilities and the provincial responsibilities. Because right now, you are dying for everybody, you know. The MECs are comfortable wherever they are seated. They should come here and answer for themselves. So make sure that maybe, well, there's a way forward that I'm just putting forward here. I was actually going to ask that when we have a quarterly report, we also need to have a post-debate meeting where we're looking at all issues that members of Parliament raise and also what are we doing as officials to address those matters. I have requested a report, Honourable Chairperson, starting from 2003 Cabinet, to say that intervention by EPWP, what was it meant to achieve? Are we still there? Have we moved away from that? Because this was an intervention when the state saw that despite the fact that the economy of the country was growing, that economy was not creating jobs. So Cabinet then decided that let us introduce this expanded public works program to make sure that at least it can put a bread and what have you on the table. There was a documentary by Gauteng, by the way, where the 50 rand, 150 rand was also debated. And I think I personally think that we need a workshop with EPWP. EPWP to prepare a workshop and invite the portfolio committee on local government, to invite also a finance to be part of that meeting, and to invite the two select committees as well. Have a one-day meeting where we're not going to be talking about anything else but EPWP, so that all of us, when we leave, we have something that says we all understand what EPWP is all about. And that maybe that meeting should not take far longer from now. Okay. The portfolio committee is the engine of public works. If the portfolio committee gets weak, the officials will come with weak presentations. But if the portfolio committee asks the department those serious questions like I'm hearing now, you are keeping us on our toes, and give them timelines. Say in a week's time we need this report. It's not being cruel. This is what the portfolio committee is here for. In a week's time we need this report, or in 2 weeks' time, and if it is not possible, members of the acting DG, you come back and say, Chairperson, we wanted to give you this report by the 7th, but we think that we've got constraints, it will be ready by the 15th. The Chairperson has raised an issue about the IDT. I read yesterday or the day before in the newspapers about human settlement, bringing a report to Parliament where they are asking me to cancel certain contracts. You ask me personally, am I happy about the IDT? I still have to understand why I have to be dealing with the IDT. Because every time you need a response from the IDT, it is as if Oswenya Motu. And you have spent your own money there. You've given them money to go out and build your school. You want to know when is the school going to be ready. Of the 10 schools that were built, I only managed to go and launch one school. Every time you get a response, no, it is because of the rains. Yes, we know. It rained in the Eastern Cape, so therefore our times must have been affected here and there. But I have got a report from Treasury, which is not very kind about the IDT. I said to myself, I'm just coming in, let me study everything, and I still need to be convinced by yourselves and by my officials why we should continue spending a lot of money on the IDT when we are not deriving the pleasure that we're supposed to get. It's not a favor they are doing as a chairperson, we're spending money. It's an IDT entity of the department, and we need to be able to defend them. But if it is not possible, it is not easy for us to defend them, we need to say no. Because I'm telling you, I'm not going to die for other people's sins. If we're paying money, we need to get them that money's worth. Because the people of this country's lives can change very quickly just by public works. The jobs that the president is talking about for the whole country can be created only by public works. I don't know whether I'm blowing this thing out of proportion, but all those jobs that the president is talking about, we can create them. We are that department, honorable members, that can make sure that math schools in this country are a thing of the past till now. With the 10 schools that were built in the Eastern Cape in a short space of time, we have shown everyone in this country that the 300 or 400 math schools in the Eastern Cape, by the time we go to the centenary the next year, all those children will be out of it. We can make it happen. But if we don't do it, we're always going to find our mandate being taken by other departments. We can make it. And I'm very sure, and I'm telling you, and I'm here to say to you, I've got very broad and strong shoulders. I will carry this mandate through, Chairperson. But I need the department to be vigilant, to be strong. Where the answers are with Treasury, I've already started a discussion with Treasury. But every time the President speaks about 76 million within the coming 3 years of EPWP, even if we're in the Assembly, all the cameras zoom on me. Because everybody knows that the 76 million is with me. And the truth of the matter is that it is not with me. Now, I'm prepared to die for those cameras coming to me, provided the 76 million is with me. So that by the time auditors say, how did you spend it? I say, yes, come and check me. But right now, it is somewhere else. Somebody else decides what to do and so on. And I think we're coming to a close with Treasury. Treasury understands that the money should come there. So that we're able to do what you're supposed to do. We started this discussion with a DG meeting with his counterparts, and I've met also with the minister. I just want to wrap up because I was actually not coming to this meeting. So I've just taken... Chairperson, I can never agree more with you. Where there are vacancies, let us fill them. And I'm very happy acting DG Corporate Services that from the 600 and something, as I was reading yesterday, we have covered more than 500 of those funded vacancies have been filled. Yes, that has been filled. So, but we still have to make sure that, because the unfortunate thing which they were telling me the other day, Chair, was that the reason why there's this perpetual big number is because it is internal staff that applies. So when somebody who was a director becomes a chief director, then the director's post becomes vacant. So it's not that they are not filling the job. They are, but as they do, new vacancies arise. Yeah. But also, it's not an excuse, because it also says that it's good that our people are interested in our own positions, but let's make sure that we the 19 million of the IDT and all other things and the human settlement thing, I think, let us deal with it. And let it be very clear, I'm also going to meet with them. I just need about 2 to 3 hours sit down and look at everything related to policy and, you know, why we have this marriage and how we can save the marriage, because the first thing to do is to go to the counselor. You don't go to the divorce court quickly. Go to the marriage counselor. And if it fails, we serve the papers that are outside. That's how we go. But let us start first, because I've also listened to comrades talk to us about and say, no, let us try, you know, the counseling way and so on. Maybe let us do that. But if it fails, it has failed. Everywhere we go, we are best by the IDT. We're with the president in KZN. We're with the deputy president in the Eastern Cape. Every time people speak, they show you buildings that are quarter full, and nobody is there to complete them, and we ask, we say the IDT. Now, we said to the IDT earlier on that, no matter what it costs you, go back to all the buildings that you started, complete them. So that when you come to fight for your money, you are saying, but I've completed them. But we can't, because we're dangling a carrot to our people. were saying there's going to be a school here. And they are all so hopeful and thinking that there will be a school. And just when they think that the bells are going to ring for them to come in, the roofing is no longer done, people are gone, and they go with the money. So we need to reverse that. Okay. SALGA, we started meeting with SALGA because we're worried about the capacity of the municipalities. And as the DG said, that we are trying to make sure that we capacitate where it is possible. But also that is not our function. It's local government.
Mm.
And local government must tell us what they are doing with their budget. Because unfortunately, the only budget that anybody wants to eat quickly is public works budget.
Mm.
And we still have our own work that we have to do. Mm. We need to maintain buildings all over the country. We need to create space that we have spoken about for students. We need to make sure a number of things happen through our own mandate, which unfortunately, with all the things that I'm talking about, the fact that the cemeteries of black people in particular are a disgrace in this country, and the fact that we are going out now with Sandy to go and rehabilitate all those, I'm going to be helping him, I'll be in my overall as well, going out to the rural areas where people can't even pay their respects to their families because of this kind of thing. That is not our responsibility. It's, but when people talk about EPWP, whose face do they show? They show my face. So let me rather go there in the space and continue doing that whilst Abunda Vukela and the CFO will then make sure that we get our money back. But we need to go and make sure that we give our people this because they deserve to get their confidence restored. And I'm definitely sure that with the expertise we have around the table, with the men and women around the table here who have the commitment, they may not have the necessary drive because I unfortunately drive people even when I'm this sick. I can't. When I have work to do, I have work to do, and the work must be done. And maybe as time goes on, they'll get used to my speed. But I just feel that our people have been in poverty for a very long time. Our people have been in those kind of roads that you mentioned that they're at the other time. In a very long time. I mean, they've been there, they've been listening to us, they've been hearing our stories. The patience is actually also going to go away. Before that happens, they should see us in our overalls, making sure that we make their lives better. I have confidence, honorable members, that we can make it happen. You have the most wonderful department, and I've worked with Auskessen for a very, very long time, even when we were speakers of parliament and so on. And I know very well that she has this energy, and I was very happy to see the type of people that are around the portfolio committee. So we have this win-win. Even if it means you want me to organize something where you can come together with the officials, even if it's a weekend, where we can sit down and go through program after program, analyze it, finish it, go and have tea, go and sleep, wake up in the morning, have breakfast, start all over again. But after that weekend, we come out, all of us understanding what is expected of each one of us. But the last thing that I've also shared with you, even at the study group level, is when we make sure that each one of us is an expert. We make sure that each one of us, one member is a member on projects that are related to this. So that person becomes a resource person in the whole portfolio committee. This one becomes a member, EPWP rural, EPWP cities, and so on and so forth. But that is not my call. That is your call as a portfolio committee. I really want to in closing, because this is actually what I came here for, not all this that I've been saying. What I just wanted to say to you is that I want to thank you very much as a collective, both the officials and the honorable members, that we had a wonderful debate, with the criticism and non-criticism, I've taken everything that comes out of it, and I will make sure that I work with each and every one of you, like I said, irrespective from which party you come from South Africa. And I'm not a minister of the ANC, I'm a minister of the entire South Africa. So I'll be working with you in your constituencies. I'll come, I'll make appointments with you. You've raised certain issues about potholes, you've raised certain issues about infrastructure in your area. What can we do together to make sure that we make our people happy? So those are some of the things that we'll be doing between now and somewhere maybe towards the end of November. We can sit down and review. These are the things that were raised during the debate. Where are we? Have we covered all of them? How far are we? and what are the new things that you can look at. But I'm definitely sure that this portfolio is going to amaze a lot of people, because we have that potential to make sure that South Africa becomes a better country, and you can create all those jobs. You have started already. The jobs that we've already created in the past 6 months, that is 10, are remarkable. A number of people will take years before they arrive where we are. We have managed with the schools, with the bridges, with the roads, everything that you're doing, making sure that the young ones have an opportunity. We now will be launching a number of projects during the recess period, and we will take email addresses of the members, so that when, I think next week we'll be in KZN, those members in KZN who are able to accompany us should do so. We'll go to Limpopo, we'll go to Mpumalanga as we launch our projects. It's also nice for members of parliament who are leaders in the area that people can actually see that you are related to the project. So from myself, it was just to say, I was Casey, sorry, Peterson, thank you very much for your leadership. Thank you very much for your leadership and the leadership that has been there. And I know that you have passion, especially for the poorest of the poor people, and we share that. And let us try and make lives of our people bearable. I was asking, for instance, another thing, that we have so many cooperatives of women, but why are they not the people who are making overalls for us? It's just a question. It's just a question. We're creating millions of jobs. Millions of jobs means millions of overalls. Who are the people who are making them? Just a question. It's not that I'm saying suddenly cancel any contract, but I'm saying if we could look at the cooperatives that are there, and I'm saying this because fortunately this committee is driven more by the women. So if you ask them, they've got so many cooperatives that are just sitting, not doing anything. And if we say we're taking a project, for instance, we've taken a project to Cape Town of the harbors, we should have looked at the cooperatives in Cape Town to say, I'm sorry, gentlemen, but I usually see more women when I come to the portfolio committee.
They are taking over.
They're taking over. So we could have said to the cooperatives in the Western Cape, cooperatives in the Western Cape are coming here, we're going to create so many jobs around the harbors, all the 12 harbors of Cape Town. We're going to need so many, will you please provide for us? We're not taking business from the people that we've already given business, but we're saying as we expand the business, let us also make sure that it puts, I mean, in closing, we once took a parliament to Soweto when we were celebrating Freedom Charter, the 50th anniversary. And that time, fortunately, I was deputy speaker and I was in charge of accommodating members of parliament. So I said to the speaker, we're accommodating all of them in Soweto. For the simple reason that you spend $1,000 in Soweto today, 6 years down the line, they will still remember the $1,000. But you spend $10,000 today at Sun International, when you come back next week, they say, by the way, who are you? They don't even know you.
Yeah.
Because what they know is that you're a statistic.
Yeah.
But it will always, there is this old lady, usually when I go to Soweto, she will always stop me and say, Ntana, I can't forget that Nginomnyango namhlanje ongena bathroom because uletama members of parliament. So those are some of the simple things that people take for granted. But if we could do those kind of things, make sure that as we're preparing for Memorial Service Ramasasul, I saw a program, flowers, I don't know how much, 123,000 or 23,000. And I said, where do we find them from? And they said Interflora or something. I said, but Interflora, whether we are there or not, Interflora is in business.
Mm-hmm.
But what about WCC in the township who are trying to make little, why don't you bring them together?
Mm-hmm.
And say that for this project, we will give the 10 of you. The next project that we have is another 10, just like that, so that everybody feels that they are part of South Africa. Thank God that I've got short breath, because now I have to stop here. Otherwise, I could not stop. I am so excited when I see people who really want to make a difference in the country. Thank you so much, Chairperson. Let me go and sleep.
Thank you very much. But there's one thing that I want to raise to say the Chairperson's meeting. The issue of climate change was raised to say committees are not dealing with the issue of climate change. Meanwhile, the conference is going to take place in South Africa. And as this committee, we cannot deal with what we don't have, what we don't know, because we have never briefed to say the public department on climate issues
the climate change is a serious project.
So can we get a report on that when we come back next time? And secondly, Minister, tomorrow we are meeting appropriations. To say in your presence, can we tomorrow, can the department, because as a portfolio committee, we don't want to go and be embarrassed there. What happened last time, DG? We are not expecting to see tomorrow, to hear tomorrow. Tomorrow, when meeting appropriations, we need a proper report to be presented to appropriations. Not percentages, with figures, and where these programs are taking place. That's what we, and the expenditure. Everything should be in detail and be simple for one to understand. Thank you very much. Go and have a sleep and enjoy the rest of the day. Okay. All members, can we grab a tea and a prayer and a sandwich and refresh? 5 for 5 minutes. Department of Public Works, I think we have covered a lot of things in our discussion, and we need to close this meeting, but with the understanding that the department will go back, go and engage with the Department of with Treasury on the issue of EPWP, how we want it to be handled. And again, when we come back, we must get a report on how far are you with your negotiations with the Treasury. The issue of the climate change that I have raised, to say what are the issues, so that we, all of us can be able to be at the same understanding, to say what are you doing. And the minister has also raised the issue of greening this place, to say you need to inform us when we come back, to say what are your plans. Even greening of all parliamentary villages, we need to get something going on. Lastly, thank you very much for your presentation, but there's also a gap on immovable asset issue.
Yeah.
There's a problem around there. DG, the outstanding legislation that is there. Personally, I'm not satisfied that those legislations will be completed next year, towards the end of next year. The issue of, is it CEB, CBE, the legislation that is there, DIAMA, all other legislations, I think you need to push very hard to say we need to be speeded up. People are waiting there, down there, impatiently. And the issue of the summits, the workshops, we must be part of those summits and workshops. If the summits are going to take place in Joburg, there should be maybe representation from this portfolio committee. We want to go and listen on how we are going to workshop the new councillors. Thank you very much. Enjoy your day. And CFO, Rena, we don't want percentages. We want figures. When making a presentation or so many percentages. When we call Nama, Ribisa Nama, Ribisa Mama, we want throughout the correct figures. Honorable Magapa.
Yes, thank you. Also, the minister has raised the issue that they will be rounding the provinces the next week. They are going to case it, and if we can get the details of all the that event.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of the day, and hope we'll meet you in August when we come back. And we are hoping to get. Tomorrow we'll see you.